Christ is risen today.
Alleluia.
Our triumphant holy day.
Alleluia.
Hello, my friend, and happy Easter to you. Especially blessed springtime for you. New life, as we've been talking about it off and on through Lent, rises for us not in one day, but in the deep, singular experience of God's encounter with us, God's entrance to what we will call history now, the incarnation, Christ abiding in our midst. And through this weekend, through these holy days, experiencing again the profound reality that he died and rose from the dead. Words, phrases can't capture it, and so our hearts try to open to this truth. And as I was thinking about it and feeling frail to face you tonight, I saw some ears frolicking. How do you like that? I'll leave it, that alliteration, my friends. Frolicking. Check it out here at the mountain in snow. It happens to be Good Friday, and I've been reading the readings for Holy Saturday, looking on to Easter Sunday, and thinking of you. Snow around the mountain, deers frolicking, a whole herd of them, young ones jumping up on others, almost pushing each other over, and one lounging, laying in a field of snow. Puzzling, isn't it? Almost hard to believe. It doesn't make sense that we'd have snow this time of year, or Easter time, but lo and behold, we do. And we've had wonderful, a wonderful Holy Thursday here. We have a house full of people from 12 to 87. I checked it out before we started this reflection. A 12-year-old, a couple of very early teenagers, and Sister Ann Rothmeyer, one of our dearest community members who comes up and stays for these days. There's just a rich reality, but it calls us to see things differently. I came in from a chilly porch that it had sunlight on it today, but snow's still around it, to take time with you. And Greg and I were just talking about his planting bulbs today. There in Virginia, spring has come, and here at the mountain will soon. But right now, you and I are invited, and I'd like us to listen to Daybreak. Daybreak on the first day of the week. The first day of the week when women, in Luke's gospel, had come from Galilee with Jesus. The ones who took spice and prepared and went to the tomb. This is following his death, and they found the stone, though, rolled away from the tomb. And when they entered, they did not find the body or the Lord Jesus. While they were puzzling over this, behold, two men appeared. And we might remember that in dazzling garments. And the women were terrified, and men spoke to them, and they said, "Why do you seek the living?" Proclamation. Truth. Readiness to wrestle with what we see. Is he not here? He is not here, but he has been raised. Remember what he said to you while you were still in Galilee. So there's this deep sense, while you were with him, he spoke to you that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners, be crucified, and rise on the third day. This goes on, and then we hear about Mary and Joanna and Mary Magdalene, the mother of James and others who accompanied them, also went back and told the apostles, and quoting here from Luke, but their story seemed like nonsense, and the men did not believe them. Might be a struggle in your home today or somewhere where we're challenged between our genders or between someone who said, "No, I really saw it happen. I've had some experience that I want to open to you." The ones called the apostles heard the story. It seemed like nonsense to them. They did not believe them, but Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Luke goes on, bent down and saw the burial clothes alone, and then he went home amazed at what had happened. My friends, as we take a little quiet, not so much listen to the words, but wonder about them, let me play with three of these words. Are you still willing to puzzle over life? Are you willing to let it knock on the door of your certainty? And will I listen to it challenge my rationality? would it open me up to what seems like nonsense? In other words, no sense. In other words, the senses I'm using aren't reaching to the reality that someone else is speaking to, and so it seems like nonsense to me. There's no sense in what they're saying. Ah, but they sensed it, seen it, felt it. In the emptiness, there was fullness. Why would we be looking? Why would we be looking in a tomb for someone who's living? There's a deep questioning, wondering about that, but Peter ran off and showed up and bent down, and then in seeing things left there, burial of clothes, he went home amazed at what had happened. Somehow now the experience is open to him, and amazed is a beautiful word. In other words, broken out of a place of amaze. Something's coming upon him. Who would say, what might it be? Well, tonight I guess I find myself listening to something that is beyond the words that I'm open. It will be that rich word from Ezekiel. It opens our hearts. You were at the Saturday vigil or hope to be there, you'll know that that ancient prophet talked to us about. He says, I will cleanse you, I will give you a new heart, and place a new spirit within you, taking bodies, your stony hearts, and then listen to this, and giving you natural hearts. In other words, in some beautiful way, there's a real natural way of seeing. He isn't asking us to reach the clouds, to climb up somewhere, to come to believe that someone who came among us died and is risen from the dead. Whether it's our hard hearts, our willingness to be puzzled, our claiming everything is nonsense, when we have no sense, no felt sense, no willingness possibly to perceive differently, to see what the eye of our heart tells us. As that beautiful author of The Little Prince would have us hear, it is the only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential, invisible. The eye especially that is driven by a rational claim. The world around us so open now, my friends, as I've wandered and rambled on here. Open to the moment you're in and the readings you might hear. And open our stony hearts to actual hearts. It's a new time for us right now in this Easter time. Whether you're still in a snowy part of the world or whether tulips are up on your lawn like they are at Rex, God is breaking. Allow your heart to be broken out of any base body. Breathe now quietly. Let the Lord of light come into the tomb of your life and leave behind those garments of burial, for there's a new day before us. Peace to you, my friend. Happy Easter.